USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During President Trump's impeachment trial, House Prosecutor Jerry Nadler began to lay out the case to remove President Trump from office.
The object of the president's Ukraine scheme was to obtain a corrupt advantage for his reelection campaign. As we will show, the president went to extraordinary lengths to cheat in the next election.
Nadler, speaking in the well of the Senate, Republican Congressman Mark Meadows said lead prosecutor Adam Schiff didn't say anything new.
It was just a repeat and a repeat and a repeat of the same things that he has been saying for a long time. You know, no new substance, no new arguments, just a lot of rhetoric that's not supported by facts.
House prosecutors have 24 hours to present their case over 3 days this week. The president's lawyers will then have 24 hours over 3 days to answer the charges. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Before returning to Washington from Davos, the president spoke about the impeachment trial.
They had a phony, concocted story made up. So here's the story. Did nothing wrong. It was a perfect conversation. It was totally appropriate.
He vented his anger on two key Democrats, calling Jerry Nadler a sleazebag and Adam Schiff a corrupt politician. The coronavirus has arrived in the U.S., and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention plans to screen all travelers arriving from China and distribute a faster test to speed diagnosis to try and control the spread. After confirming the first case, a Washington man who had traveled to Wuhan, China, officials at the CDC this week outlined steps being taken to contain the virus, which has sickened more than 400 people in China and caused 17 deaths. In addition to China, cases have been previously reported in Japan, Thailand, and South Korea. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
During a press conference, the U.S. Secretary of Defense is discussing the vetting changes being put into place. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is visiting a naval air station in Pensacola, Florida, following a deadly shooting by a Saudi national in December. Speaking with reporters, Esper says the Defense Department is working to improve vetting procedures to prevent such actions from happening again.
DOD annually trains over thousands of students from over 150 countries. It's very important to us building alliances and partnerships, all of which makes us more safe and more secure. The vetting changes will be far more comprehensive. It'll look at every aspect of their background and look at social media. And it will also involve continuous monitoring once they're here in the United States.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A Democrat who's running for the White House is suing the 2016 party nominee. USA's Chris Barnes tells us why.
Presidential candidate and Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is suing Hillary Clinton in New York for defamation, claiming a Clinton lie has hurt her White House campaign. In the suit, Gabbard says Clinton purposely tried to derail her 2020 aspirations by falsely stating that Gabbard was a Russian asset. Gabbard says Clinton's comments may have cost her campaign over $50 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.